All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my key games in the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. Not that many on tap this weekend, but there are two big ones tonight to start us off as the 22nd ranked Temple Owls will travel to Greenville, North Carolina to meet the East Carolina Pirates. Now, first place in the Eastern Division of the American Athletic Conference is on the line in this one. And you look at Temple, they have a very stingy defense to the tune that they are 13th in the nation in yards allowed, led by linebacker Tyler Matakevich, who has 52 tackles, and he will be all over the field attempting to stop this East Carolina offense tonight. Now, on top of Matakevich and what he's been able to do, Temple has 11 interceptions this year, which means that they are looking to make life tough for ECU quarterback Blake Kemp. Now, ECU under head coach Ruffin McNeil has been known for their offense, but I think Temple's defense will be the difference in this game, and I'm going to take the Owls to remain undefeated by the score of 24-20. Now, in the Pac-12 tonight, you have the 20th ranked Cal Bears traveling to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to take on the UCLA Bruins. Now, Cal has come out of nowhere this year, and they are a resurgent team, and their next victory will make them bowl eligible. But for this team, they are thinking about bigger things, like winning the Pac-12 North. Now, you look at this Cal team, and it's led by their offense and, of course, quarterback Jared Goff, who can sling the football all over the field. This Cal defense has been able to hold their own, as they do have 12 interceptions on the year. Now, you look at UCLA and their true freshman quarterback in Josh Rosen, and I look for running back Paul Perkins to take some of the load off of Rosen and make his life a little bit easier. But UCLA, if you go back earlier this season, they came out flat and they lost at home to a game Arizona State team. And if UCLA does that again tonight, they're going to be in trouble. But I think Cal right now is playing a little bit better than the Bruins. Thus, I'm going to take Cal with the upset on the road by the score of 31-30. Now, on Friday night, in the Mountain West Conference, you have the Utah State Aggies traveling to take on the Aztecs of San Diego State in what could be a preview of this year's Mountain West title game, as the Aggies are in first place in their division, while the Aztecs are in first place in their division. Now, you look at this game and you look at Utah State linebacker Nick Vigil, who already has 66 tackles on the year. And the key matchup in this game is going to be Vigil going up against San Diego State running back Danelle Pumphrey, because where Pumphrey goes and when he's able to get his running game going, the Aztecs offense follows suit, as you already have a guy that's closing in on 800 yards on the season to go along with 8 rushing touchdowns. Now, the San Diego State defense also has linebacker Calvin Munson, who has 7 sacks himself. But you look at Utah, they like to keep it close to the ground and run the football, so he might not have that many opportunities to get some sacks in this one. But the San Diego State defense does have 10 interceptions as well. They play a lot. They play all over the field. They're fast and they're active, and thus I'm going to take the Aztecs at home in this one by the score of 30-24. And finally, on Saturday night in the SEC, you have the 15th ranked Aggies of Texas A&M traveling to meet the 24th ranked Rebels of Ole Miss. You are going to see plenty of football scoring in this one, and the team that more than likely has the football last will be the team that wins this game. You look at the quarterbacks, of course, Kyle Allen for Texas A&M, and then you have Chad Kelly for Ole Miss, and Kyle Allen will look for his favorite targeted wide receiver in Christian Kirk, while Memphis and Kelly will look for his favorite targeted wide receiver in Laquon Treadwell. Whichever defense can show up first and make a play will more than likely win this game, and I think it's going to be Ole Miss at home as they will win and stay afloat in the race in the SEC West as they'll defeat A&M by the score of 47-41. So, folks, those are my key games for this weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.